Visiting the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sunnah, which is a preferred and rewardable deed. Al-Qadi Iyad and An-Nawawi both reported the scholarly consensus, ijma', on this issue. Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64 means, if only when they are unjust to themselves, they come to you and ask Allah for forgiveness, and the Messenger asks forgiveness for them, they will find that Allah is forgiving and most merciful. The Prophet ﷺ said, he who visits my grave will be granted my intercession. This hadith is reported by Ad-Darqutni and strengthened by Al-Hafidh As-Subki. The Prophet ﷺ also said, eagerness to travel for prayer should be directed to these three mosques, the Mosque of Al-Haram in Mecca, the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and my mosque in Medina. This hadith means that if a person wants to travel to pray in a mosque, then those three mosques should be his first choice in travel, because the reward for prayer in them is multiplied. This is strictly a recommendation, not an obligation. Moreover, the hadith refers to traveling strictly for the matter of prayer and does not suggest that one cannot travel to visit the grave of the Prophet ﷺ.